Bias is the last section of room two, where we have chosen to explore ideas about the relationship between sight and judgment and our capacity to miss-see. When we look at something rather than taking in the entirety of the scene, our eyes focus only on the details we deem to be relevant, to make sense or meaning of it. Visual information is processed by the brain slightly after we have subconsciously determined what to look at, in an effort to confirm or reject what we have already decided to perceive. Many representations of Lady Justice depict her blindfolded, suggesting that with sight comes bias. On the wall behind you is a framed black and white engraving from 1771 with the title, Sir John Fielding judges a case of arson while surrounded by personifications of perverted justice. It is a caricature which depicts the judge, John Fielding, in the act of ruling over a case, surrounded by corrupt, leering officials and a half-blindfolded Lady Justice. Fielding was a magistrate and social reformer who was blind. He advocated for standards of honesty of those engaged in the administration of justice. Throughout the 20th and 21st centuries, we have given technologies such as photography and more recently artificial intelligence and machine learning ever greater agency and responsibility to capture images for us. These technologies, developed by humans and trained on image databases that are often inadequate and incomplete, can reflect the cognitive biases and prejudices present in our society. Also on the wall behind you are two color photographs, which are Kodak image cards. They're known as Shirley cards. Shirley cards were used by photography lab technicians since the mid-1950s to color balance when developing film. If you're standing in front of them, the image on the left features a white woman with brown hair wearing a white off-the-shoulder top. For decades, the only Shirley cards in existence featured a white woman, the standard against which all skin colors were calibrated by the photography labs. This meant that many labs struggled to print images of darker skin. The second image on the right features three women with different skin colors. The woman on the left is sitting down and is of Asian heritage and wears a gray skirt suit. The woman in the middle is white and has blonde hair and is wearing a black cocktail-style dress. The third woman is leaning towards the other two women and is of Afro-Caribbean heritage. She's wearing a white dress. All three are smiling and are positioned against a gray draped fabric backdrop. It was not until the mid-1990s that this multiracial card was produced and labs were more able to accurately process film, featuring a range of different skin tones.